I'm Mark O'Connor. The show is Ear Candy. We're going to play some upbeat, up-tempo kinds of songs. Hopefully at the end of the show, you'll feel a little bit better about your day and how things are going. We're going to get started with a track called Never in My Wildest Dreams off a record called Waiting on a Song. This is Dan Auerbach here on Ear Candy.
Loving you, never in my wildest dreams would my dreams come true. You're just too good to touch. I can't discuss it much. I get too choked up. Don't wanna make a scene. Never in my wildest dreams. Never in my wildest dreams would I roam this land, sail across the seven seas. I'm a hard luck man. I know where my purpose is. It ain't on some pilgrimage. It's wherever my baby is. My love supreme. Never in my wildest dreams.
Yeah. Maybe a bit too sad, but one day rolled into tomorrow, and you gave me the best you had. That's how we started together, and how together we're gonna stay. You taught me a little about good times, I fought through a little bit of rain. You brought me a part of your sunshine, took in the heart of my pain. It wasn't supposed to happen, but then you happened to come my way. Every night, every day, every word that you say made it so. Every thought that I had said I ought to be glad. Now I know. You showed what a little bit of love can do. You opened my eyes and a light came through. Took me to a place that I never knew. Goodbye to my little bit of something blue. You came and you found me wanting. I'm saying that I'm here in your debt. Some days were a little bit daunting. Some days I'd rather forget. You changed my life for the better, and I know I better be good to you. Every night, every day, every word that you say made it so. Every thought that I had said I ought to be glad. Now I know. You showed what a little bit of love can do. You opened my eyes and a light came through. Took me to a place that I never knew. So long to my little bit of something blue. It wasn't supposed to happen, but then you happened to come my way. Every night, every day, every word that you say made it so. Every thought that I had said I ought to be glad. Now I know. You showed what a little bit of love can do. You opened my eyes and a light came through. Place that I never knew. Goodbye to my little bit of something blue. Farewell to my little bit of something blue.
Bon, bon, bon. Something blue, Neil Diamond, off of Melody Road. And before that, we heard Best of Me from Be Myself. That's Sheryl Crow. And we started things off with a track from Dan Auerbach, one half of the Black Keys, and a track called Never in My Wildest Dreams off a record called Waiting on a Song. And I just wanted to put a kind of a real nice, light, upbeat, summery set of songs together. So I hope that I achieve that goal. I may have, I may not have. You'll be the judge of that. I'm going to put the next few songs on pop songs that feature drums. Now, in the middle of these three song set is a track called Dang by Buck 65, better known as Rich Turfry. He had a record called The Situation. It was all about 1957. I honestly don't know if the concept really hung together all that well, but it was a nice collection of really catchy pop songs. And he put this song, Dang, in it. And what's interesting about this for me is that it's actually an instrumental piece by I think it's called the Amazing Bongo Band. I'm going to go look it up so when I come back after playing the songs, I can give you the exact song title and band name. And then Buck just made up a rap over it. That's it. That's the song. And I think rappers often do that. Usually they sample things. But this was just an existing instrumental that was out there, had been done a long time ago, had been a bit of a theme, some theme music for a wrestling program back in the 70s, maybe Atlantic Wrestling, something like that. Anyway, I am going to play another track from Peter Gabriel off a record called Us that's got some drums. And Peter Gabriel was kind of famous for what he did with drums and particularly with African drums in his music. And so you're going to hear a bit of that. And then we're going to start things off with a track from Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. Their record, I think, was meant to kind of bookend a 1973 record called Buckingham Nicks. This was when Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks were a couple. And they had made this record. And there were pockets of the U.S. where they were a major draw. And then other places where they couldn't get a crowd at a coffee house. But it's a good record. And some of the songs, I think maybe two of the songs off that record, made it on to the first Fleetwood Mac project that Lindsey and Stevie signed on for, often called the White Album, the Fleetwood Mac White Album. It was just self-titled Fleetwood Mac. Anyway. And many, many years later, Christine McVie had left the band for a period of 16 years. She rejoined and really wanted to be creative and write songs and all that kind of stuff. And Lindsey's role in the band was to write songs, but also to come up with arrangements for the songs of Stevie Nicks and Christine McVie. And he'd in fact co-written a couple of tracks with Christine McVie off this White Album in 1975. They did a track called World Turning. Speaking of drums, great drum song, great drum groove, and then Don't Stop. You know, Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow, that's a co-write. I think they swap off co-lead vocals on that particular track. So they had a history. So they've put this record together. It's meant to be a bookend, Lindsey Buckingham, Christine McVie, or Buckingham McVie, compared to Buckingham Nicks. The thing is that Mick Fleetwood and John McVie are on the record. So the only member of the classic lineup of Fleetwood Mac that's not on the record is Stevie Nicks. She bowed out. But you could call that a Fleetwood Mac record. So it's not like Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks went and did the record before they were members of Fleetwood Mac and didn't have any of the other members of Fleetwood Mac on it, obviously. And I think it's just a political thing. If they had said this is a Fleetwood Mac record, it would be a Fleetwood Mac record. End of story. But probably done to keep the peace. That's my guess. There's always politics in rock and roll bands, particularly successful ones. So anyway, drum songs, three of them. Let's get going. This first one from Buckingham and McVie is called Too Far Gone here on Ear Candy. Look at me the way you shouldn't do. I know.
don't you turn around? Too far, going underground.
Rocking it, laying the law down, a microphone, talking it, telling it, spelling it out in block capitals, cardboard boxing, a rap battling like
dang, diggy, dang, a dang, a dang, diggy, diggy, dang, diggy, dang, a dang, a dang, diggy, 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 dang, a dang, dang, a diggy, diggy, dang, diggy, dang, a dang, dang, a diggy, diggy, dang, diggy, dang, a dang, dang, a diggy, diggy, dang.
Border towns burning, churches with the roof off, searching for purchases, we play fighting, goof off, streets ain't safe, television talking trash, traveling, horseback collecting scars, fucking cash, pocket changes, rocking rages, seeking the heat, straight bustling, hustling, freaking the beat, sharks circling, working bees, buzzing like cell phones, hell knows, yes, y'all at assholes and elbows, customized hot rod, fire you should face, funny paper, yeah, money can't buy you good taste, heads popping off, you're an orgasm addict, cock buzzing, supper time, you're having haddock, white rice and vegetables, while stealthy legible, people skills dubious, memory incredible, lemons and rusty cages, dusty pages turning over, calling shots, color commentary, earning clover, tenfold, leave a women wondering, men fooled, struggling, sick in the head like Glenn Gould, like
dang, diggy, dang, a dang, a dang, diggy, diggy, dang, diggy, dang, a dang, a dang, diggy, 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 dang, a dang, dang, a diggy, diggy, dang, diggy, dang, a dang, dang, a diggy, diggy, dang, diggy, dang, a dang, dang, a diggy, diggy, dang.
Boycott, don't believe the hype, shoot the umpire up in the air, the truth rang out like gunfire, Gamboa, you need Lou Reed and Beefheart, push the button, burn the house down and restart, drum sends messages, touched by a golden finger, Midas, beside his head stuck up, the colon sphincter 6 million ways, household made of glass, edge look you dead in your face, and say, take a last faceless, the vapors are odorless and tasteless, silly goose, too stupid to realize you're racist, motorcycle chain and disdain for the money clippers, strippers taking time off, wearing fuzzy bunny slippers, Las Vegas war zone, idiots and sundry dummy stumbling, drooling, the rumbling, a hungry tummy, zigzagging, crisscrossing, hell's down and heaven's up, animal noises, the sounds of engines revving up like.
Gonna be just like your best friend. swear that this is royal blood running through my skin. Oh, can't you see the state I'm in? Kissing bitter. Kissing bitter. In your bed, can't you hear beyond the croaking? Don't you know that I'm not joking? Are you think you won't? I think you will. Don't you know that this tongue can kill you? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Sit beside you, eat right off your plate. You don't have to be afraid. There's nothing here to hate. Princess, you might like it if you lower your defense.
Kiss That Frog. That's Peter Gabriel, inspired by all of the drumming from Africa and his music. And that was a 1992-1993 record called Us. You know, he had this weird idea way back when that he would just release a record, call it Peter Gabriel. It would always be Peter Gabriel, sort of like a magazine with various issues. And the record label said, you know, people are going to want to know which Peter Gabriel issue to buy, and you don't even put a number on it. So he started putting titles that were absolutely minimal. I think his breakthrough record was called So, and then this one was called Us, and you know, you get the idea. Two-letter titles. Before that, we heard Dang from Buck 65 off of his record, The Situation, a concept record about 1957, an interesting year, according to Buck. And that instrumental comes from the Incredible Bongo Band. They put out a record in the early 70s, and it was called Let There Be Drums. How cool is that? A whole record about bongos called Let There Be Drums. And I think every rapper worth their salt, and even the ones that aren't worth their salt, know that record and sample it. I say sample with air quotes, because in this case, it was the whole darn instrumental, and Buck just came up with a rap over top of it, and a chorus that went, dang, diggy, dang, da-dang, da-dang, diggy, diggy. Yeah, it's cool. I like it. I like it. I thought you'd like it, too. And then we started things off with Too Far Gone, Buckingham, and McVie. You heard in there a rather cool drum break, a little bit reminiscent of the Fleetwood Mac song called Tusk. And yeah, so Mick Fleetwood pounding out the drums on that. And I guess that inspired me to put a whole drum set together just for you. I hope you like it. The show was Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. And now, three songs featuring heavy percussion wasn't enough for you. We're going to do something completely different. We're going to feature songs that, I'm not quite sure how to describe them. We're going to hear a track called Mac from Mike Trask off of his record called Derealization. We're going to hear Don't Go Into That Barn. That's from Real Gone, and that's the one and only Tom Waits. And then Bottom Dollar Baby by PEI's Nathan Wiley. I think that's the title track to that particular record by Nathan. First with Mike Trask. He's from Emrim Cook. I think he lives in Halifax. And it's a very short song, but if you wanted to see where one of his inspirations came from, you couldn't do better than, okay, hear this song, and then follow it up with Tom Waits, and you go, oh, he's inspired by Tom Waits. I mean, it's as plain as the nose on your face. And I like the track name too, Mac, because for those of you who are hearing the program other times and other places in the country, Mac seems to be a maritime kind of thing. My grandfather used to call people who we didn't know, he'd call them Mac or Bub, or, oh, he had some other names. And they're very kind of maritimey things. I mean, if someone said, hey, Mac, they don't actually expect you to be named Mac. They're just calling, instead of saying, hey, you, they say, hey, Mac, or hey, Bub, or hey, Bud, those kinds of things. Anyway, so I find that the track title called Mac also went, oh, wow, that's such a maritimey thing. We've got to share that one just for that, just for that color. You know, we have certain words and certain phrases and, of course, certain kind of accent, which is completely something we can't hear. If you're in Ontario or Alberta or BC, you can hear it. But if you're from here, it's like, we don't have an accent. What are you talking about? It's one of those things. Anyway, so let's get going with these kind of idiosyncratic compositions. This one's Mac from Mike Trask.
The one we don't like and we go too often. The waitresses, well, they're kind of nice. They look like Jack White and they're always coughing. Mac told Susie what he wanted to be, she said. Go on out, Mac, and try to find me a big old world filled with mystery. Go and see if there's any truth behind it. Now, Susie said Mac, he was such a rolling stone. But now this bug's crawling right from underneath him. And life's been tough before too long. And if you don't eat it, well, it's out.
Trees. Oh, you're alone, all right, you're alone, all right. reaching up the sky. What bones they claw like fingers. A rusted black rake digging up the turnips of a muddy, cold, fresh sky. Shining to a talent, coiled for grabbing a stranger happening by. And the day went home early and the sun sunk down into the muck of a deep, dead sky. Don't go into them by, yeah. I said don't go into them by, yeah. The rocks and sagging, all Kalina was born. It's been cotton and soybeans, tobacco and corn. Behind the portico, the house of a long head farm. They found them falling down timbers of a spooky old barn. Like a slave ship upside down, wrecked beneath the waves of grain. When the river is low, they find old bones, then they probably always dig up chains.
Yeah.
I wonder what bottom dollar baby means. You kind of think you know what it means until you think about it, and then, at least when I think about it, and I realize I have no clue. But anyway, that's Nathan Wiley. That's a PEI songwriter from an album quite a few years ago now. Time does have that way of slipping into the future, as Steve Miller once said. And that was the title track from that particular record. And I always thought it had kind of a Tom Waitsy vibe. Speaking of Tom Waits, that was the song Don't Go Into That Barn. And we started things off with Mac by Mike Trask. I want to get back to that Tom Waits song because all three of them kind of have a Tom Waits thing. But if you look up in the dictionary the definition of idiosyncratic, you just have a picture of Tom Waits. You know, he's the epitome of that word. And no unintended consequences. I'd like to talk about unintended consequences. So I have a daughter and she's really into music like I am. She wakes up in the morning with a song in her head and she goes to bed at night and there's another one there. And she's the only other person I know in the world that has this kind of thing. So we get along in terms of music. And when she was really little, I played this song and she just couldn't understand what it was musically at all, and it was kind of scary and don't go into that barn and there's murders and whatever, right? And it kind of gave her barn phobia, and that was unintended. I was just trying to play music that I liked and thought that maybe she one way or the other would find it interesting. Yeah, but she was just became totally scared of barns. And that was unintended and unfortunate. On the upside, her barn phobia actually extended to Barney, right? That redheaded whatever, that Barney show, I love you, you love me. And she was fearfully afraid of Barney. True story, this is actually happening. She didn't even like Barney Rubble on the Flintstones. Freaked her out. So, you know, sometimes you play music that is really different and on an impressionable mind, it might be actually scary. Just saying. Some of that story might actually be true, and some of it might not. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Listen, let's get, we kind of had a set of drum songs and a set of gravelly voice idiosyncratic songs. Catchy stuff. I like it. But let's get back to some pop music, shall we? Yeah. This is Canadian Heather Nova. And her track is called Virus of the Mind here on Ear Candy.
will tell you what's right when you leave your instinct and your own truth behind. That's a virus of the mind. That's a virus of the mind. Well, I guess it's kind of like losing your sight. For a second you feel that they might be right, and it feeds the doubts that you have inside, and almost starts to feel like a crime to follow your own rhythm and rhyme. Wasn't quite right, like, where's your kids and where's your car? I said, I don't have either, but I have a guitar. And I ended up feeling like I was a freak, so I found some wine and something to eat. And I talked to the dog to pass the time. I told myself I'm doing just fine. It's just a virus of the mind. It's just a virus of the mind. I'm pretty. Your tongue, it's in the feeling you got when you feel young, it's in the sound of the beat, it's in the base of your spine, it's in your gut reaction, yeah, every time. They tell you what you should have, they tell you who you should be, it's in the TV and ads and in the magazines. I'm kicking it off like a bug in the breeze, 'cause is anyone out there inside me? I say, is anyone out there inside me? I say, is anyone?
Of the mind, I'm free. matter of time.
Toronto's The Beaches off of The Beaches EP. Oh, yeah. And before that, Mind Over Matter by Tons. And Virus of the Mind by Heather Nova. See, Virus of the Mind, Mind Over Matter. Virus of the Mind, very interesting. You know, people putting ideas in your head. What the norm is, what you're supposed to be doing with your life, the expectations. But that's other people's expectations. You have to decide for yourself, right? Yeah, that's, I think, what that song is about. And she said, well, we're supposed to have families and cars and houses, and all I got is a guitar and a dog. And that was okay. I happen to know she has a boy as well, a son. So, there. And if she wants to spend all her time writing songs and releasing records and doing performances, that's just fine. But who's to say that that's wrong? She's making a living at it. It's great. She's a Canadian and lives in Bermuda. Mind Over Matter, there's a kind of a Canadian super group. People from the Inbreds and from Sloan And, oh, I'm trying to remember who else is in the band. It's a trio. And Loner, the Beaches, yes. That's actually a neighborhood in Toronto. That's probably where they grew up, guessing. And so they decide to name themselves the Beaches. I'll tell you, it makes it hard to look them up as a band, though. You say the Beaches, Google, Mr. Google, the Beaches, and you're going to get a lot of stuff about Prince Edward Island and other sandy places. That's what you're going to get. And of course, I think they chose the title of the Beaches, too. It's four young women, and I think there might be a little bit of a double entendre there. Rock groups have been known to do that. Oh yeah, they double entendre all the time. Trust me on that one. Well, it says 4:56, almost 4:57 here on the clock. Our time is coming to an end. I hope you've been enjoying the show. And I'm going to leave you with a just kind of a sweetheart song. I don't think we'll get all the way through it. This is from Lucinda Williams, and it's off of The Ghosts of Highway 20. You're thinking, oh, that's kind of scary. But this one is a really warm-hearted song. Place in My Heart, Lucinda Williams. And come back next week. We'll do it all again. Hey, how about that? Okay, bye for now.
God.